This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. The district attorney's office announced that 23-year-old Yvonne Martinez-Chavarin faces more than 9 years in state prison after he was convicted of several firearms offenses this week. Martinez-Chavarin, who had a felony warrant out in his name and a previous felony conviction for domestic violence, which counts as a strike, was a passenger in a vehicle that was stopped by a Eureka police officer in April, and he was found to be a felon in possession of a firearm. He will be sentenced on September 12th. The Coast Guard has invited the public to an open house scheduled for tomorrow from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Coast Guard Station, Humboldt Bay, in Eureka. The free public event will feature the Coast Guard's equipment, including a rescue helicopter and the boats, and there will be a search and rescue demonstration by Coast Guard personnel at noon. The open house is part of the Coast Guard's month-long Coast Guard City celebration. Members of the Humboldt State Physics and Astronomy Department will host an eclipse viewing from 9 a.m. until noon on Monday at the HSU Events Field at 17th and B Streets in Arcata. We won't see a total eclipse in our area, but it will be close at about 87% coverage. The event is free, and safe viewing equipment will be available with solar filters, pinhole cameras, and safe eclipse glasses. The viewing event takes place rain or shine. The Yurok Tribe will host the 55th annual Klamath Salmon Festival this weekend, although the fish will be Alaskan salmon and not those from local rivers. Tribal Chairman Thomas O'Rourke said that this year, instead of celebrating the return of the salmon to the river, they will use the event to raise awareness about the struggling fish runs and the state of the river's water quality. And the fall run of fish was found to be diseased due to poor water quality linked to the dams on the river. Caltrans has announced that funding for two major road projects in Humboldt County and another on Route 1 in Mendocino County have been funded. Caltrans has allocated $17.3 million to improve a 36-mile stretch of Highway 101 between Englewood Park and the Eel River Bridge in Red Crest. A second $50 million project is scheduled for 77 miles of the 101 from School Road to Big Lagoon. Pacific Gas and Electric will have inspectors on the ground next week checking transmission lines from Eureka east to Willow Creek and into Trinity County. Work crews will use ATVs for off-road access and may need to access private property during the inspections. Those inspections will be conducted from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. Smoke from wildfires has impacted communities to the east for several weeks now, and residents along the coast can expect hazy, smoke-filled skies for the next few days. Air quality for places like Soames Bar, Hoopah, and Witchpeck and the Klamath Drainage is unhealthy, according to monitoring from the Air Quality Management District. Air monitors have been set up across the county, including in Eureka and Crescent City on the coast. And that's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.